There's an exodus out of California and New York, and it's all about the celebrities who claimed they wanted communism, sometimes called socialism. Well, it turns out there's a turnabout. And all of the studios, the executives, the moguls, they're leaving. They're out of there. They're gone. See you later. Moving to Florida, Texas, and beyond. And guess what, folks? It means that entertainment and where it's made forever changed across the U.S. of A. Happy days, happy days. Welcome back, folks, where the future is always brighter and we leave you feeling a little bit lighter for having dove into the hallowed halls of Hollyweird with us each and every day. It's the Pro Channel where we keep you ahead of the culture curve. Let's dive in, click the like button, and off we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the billionaires are leaving New York City. It's a similar refrain we've heard in the past. California has gone insane. They're sending their folks out too, but the commies have taken over, well, both sides of the coast, and New York is one such location. Take a look at this out of the New York Post. Billionaire bigwigs launch New York City exodus after Mamdani's tax the rich antics. And they needed a lot of people to write this one. Craig McCarthy, Charlie Gasparino, we love Charlie, Carl Campanile, Haley Brown, and Matt Troutman, all diving into this story, and it's huge. There they go, Zoe. Billionaire bigwigs Ken Griffin and Mark Rowan are taking thousands of jobs out of the Big Apple and setting their sights elsewhere as a direct consequence of Mayor Mamdani's tax the rich antics, stoking fears that a big money exodus is underway. Mamdani poked Griffin in a recent social media video that used the hedge fund Titan's record-breaking $230 million Midtown penthouse as a backdrop to drum up support for a proposed tax on luxury second homes in the city. You know what that means. Goodbye, celebrities. Goodbye, entertainment moguls. Goodbye, Silicon Valley second homers. An appalled Griffin first threatened to scrap a $6 billion Park Avenue development for his Citadel hedge fund, then told CNBC on Tuesday that the creepy video spurred him to expand his firm's hub in Florida. We will add far more jobs in Miami over the next decade as an immediate and direct consequence of the mayor's poor decision here with respect to his posting of that video, Griffin said. Griffin's rich reprisal is exactly the pull-up-the-stakes move that many New York leaders, including Governor Hochul, have publicly and privately warned Mamdani's rabble-rousing will inspire. You know, it's almost like we understood this culture. I mean, it talks about the stick-it-to-the-rich idea that Mamdani's been a part of. How could we have possibly seen this coming? They voted for it, and now they're fleeing for it, culture. And when they flee from places like California and New York, unfortunately, they take these bad ideas with them. Culture, I think that what we're seeing right now is not only an exodus of the influential class, the very rich and powerful, but I think that it's going to reshape the media in the United States. I think that these studios and these content creators, and by the way, the new media is far bigger now. The YouTubers are bigger than Hollyweird. I think that it's sending out the content creators not only across the world, but across the fruited plains of the United States. Places like Nebraska, Oklahoma, Montana, Idaho, New Mexico, people in their basements, people in their attics, but also now the very successful are leaving the traditional locations where media was made. What do you make of it, culture?
Well, I make of it like people realize or recognizing that this has been tried before. And as they watch repeated example after repeated example, they realize there's no good way for this to end. You know, the grocery store, one of the first grocery stores that was tried at NYC is already, you know, out of business. These have always been and will always be bad ideas, and representative countries still exist like Q-Bert and places like that. And, you know, eventually they all succumb to the failure and they have to rebuild, weaken their populace around them. This is happening at a state level now, unfortunately, with some very poor leadership and in individual pockets. Believe it or not, there's an infestation in Texas happening right now. But, you know, you can base it around whatever the extremist ideology is. And you can point to, you know, specific groups that helped to create this. You have people who migrated to this country, maybe legally, maybe not, that are, you know, working adversarially against the United States from the inside, whether that's in the U.S., in any of these states or in another state, like let me suggest Minnesota or other places. They're undermining the very country that they promised to live by the rule of law. And the problem is we do not see the ramifications of the contempt with which they hold the very country they're in until too much later. We have delayed justice for these situations, and that's bad. No more was this represented than in where this particular article you just brought up than in the debate for California governor. And it exposed just the audacity of people like Porter and many others that, you know, are just reprehensible characters.
Well, let's talk about that, because it's not just New York City culture. Yeah, it's not just they're fleeing New York. It's California. Yeah. And these candidates for governor, they're trying to save Hollywood right now. How are they trying to save Hollywood? Well, in this debate on CNN, what did they all say? Said no cap on free money for the studios. The strategy here is insane. They're not willing to create a better state. They're not willing to make a better economy. They're not willing to drop the bad policies. Now they just say unlimited, not power, although similar, unlimited money. We'll just give buckets. How much money you need? You need a million? You need a billion? Folks, what does unlimited mean? You need a trillion? How much do you need to make a movie that will have no audience? We're here for you. It's like, there is no winning here if you give unlimited taxpayer money to movies and endeavors that have no audience. That is just, you might as well burn the money. In fact, I dare say that might actually warm a hobo somewhere. So that's better for that one, eh? Burn the cash. Nat, they've lost their minds and they're unwilling to say, we've made a mistake. We have an ideological flaw here. And all of this entertainment is fleeing to Texas, to Florida, to Tennessee, to North Carolina, to Nevada. I can keep going with where the new media locations are going to be, but it's gone from New York and California now. It's gone, and they're offering free. Hey, studios, you want a lottery where you win every time? Make it make sense, Nat. How does this work for them?
I think it's the cognitive dissonance they have to be able to comprehend the uncomprehended destruction that they've caused. They can't really look at what they've really done, because then they'd have to admit that they were wrong and that it is because of their policies and the failed policies that they continue to try to uphold and enact. Eventually, you will run out of other people's money, especially if you're trying to just throw it wherever you can and are not judicious with how you and where you spend it and what is worth it and what isn't. They'll continue to try to throw money at it. But people have, as Kulture was saying, people know the examples of these kinds of policies and where it eventually ends up. So they leave because it's the best for the business. And within a capitalist system that is the U.S., you still, and most people that are in business, and Hollywood at the end of the day is a business, do see that, and do as much as they want to continue to enact the policies, they're going to do what's best for them and their pocketbook in the end.
Well, here's the other thing too. So if you're the U.S. government, you actually can cheat. Like our Congress cheats all the time. Now, that would be an hour long discussion, okay, about printing money and how the currency works and all that, okay? But the feds can print money. And I know not every country can do that, right? So that's why I say, in quotes, the U.S. cheats a little bit on this. The states are not that way. So the idea that California is going to give unlimited, uncapped money to the studios to make movies that people don't want to go see, because if people want to go see it, they wouldn't have to do this, right? You don't need government assistance if you're successful. It's crazy, right? Elon Musk isn't out there begging the U.S. government, please give me some free food stamps, please, right? Elon Musk doesn't do that. Some people need it. Elon Musk doesn't. Why? He's extraordinarily successful. Jeff Bezos. You can like him, you can hate him. Zuckerberg, right? You can like him, you can hate him. They don't need food stamps. These studios don't need government assistance, except for they're losing badly in the marketplace. Okay, but Kulture, there's not unlimited money for New York. There's not unlimited money for California. So how do you pay if you have a finite supply of capital, aka the money that the taxpayers give you? If you have a finite supply, how do you give an infinite supply to the studios who don't deserve it?
You're going to use fraud yourself to reallocate it from the nation, the entire country. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we've seen that in many instances for the state of California. Currently, as of earlier in 2026, they have a very negative situation happening in the state of California. Their budget proposed currently for 2026 was $348.9 billion for 2026-27. That includes a resolve $2.9 billion deficit they're currently carrying. They hold $23 billion in reserves, including $14.4 billion in rainy day funds, if it's still there. We don't even know if it's been rated as of right now. But the current state government debt is around $112 billion and roughly $265 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. So if you want to look at a half a trillion dollar deficit in what they're responsible for, they're liable for, yeah, that's a successful state. The policies have been fantastic.
So let me see if I understand this right. I think I do, and I think we're all on the same page here. What we're suggesting is, obviously, you can't pay limitless money, but what you could do is you could promise it. So if you're California and you're a failing state, right, and maybe San Francisco with the few moguls that remain doing the AI stuff, maybe they'll save it. Who knows? But you're not being well managed. People are fleeing. Your population is decreasing, especially when you remove out illegal immigration. In New York, same thing. You can't give away unlimited money. Everybody knows it. So then maybe what the play here is, we're going to subsidize entertainment that nobody wants, knowing that this will bankrupt us, but also knowing that the federal government will come in and save us, because one day we're going to have our people in power at the White House, and they're going to come in and unload the free buckets of money the feds can make, so that we can keep paying the studios to make propaganda, and we won't be held accountable for any of this because we've gamed the whole system. What? I mean, this is like playing chicken with a terrible consequence if they don't get in the White House and control it. They're essentially going to bankrupt their states with the belief that eventually they can just get the free money again. And it's for entertainment studios. This is nutso. This is nutso. Because think about this, Nat culture, anybody who wants to go with it. If you're a politician, you could offer the same thing for housing. You can say, everybody gets unlimited money. Everybody, not just the studios. Why are the studios special? Why in the world are the people, the celebrities with their diamond crested swimming pools and, you know, their golden toilet seats? Why would they get the unlimited money? And the person who is nearly starving, right, with a one bedroom, can't afford an apartment, why don't they get the unlimited money? Let's just give everybody the unlimited money.
Well, because the celebrities carry the message and they are the spokespeople for being able to keep those that want to be in power. That's why.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's all so calloused, and it's right there for us to see it. Once you understand they can't print free money, but the feds can, you understand what the play is. And they're doing it to save Hollyweird, because Hollyweird refused to make the stuff that people want to see. Again, why do we do this on this channel? Because the ramifications are so insanely huge. It's crazy what we've gone to. And nobody seems willing to back down. The candidates in California, the mayor in New York, these candidates, they don't disagree. They're not arguing with one another. They're all in unison saying, yeah, as much money as they need. We gotta keep the studios here. As much money. I say, let's do a quadrillion. Why stop at a trillion? Let's go to, is there a bajillion? If there is, let's do that too.
Often as we get ready to wrap these up, folks, you'll hear us say, keep learning, keep growing, keep having fun. And the reason we do it is because we appreciate you. It's true, we do. And we want you to have a good time. Thank you for giving us the great time of spending time with you. Folks, on the way out the door, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe. Click it and stick it to the algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment down below, because you matter. Your thoughts matter. Who cares what the legacy corporate deadbeat media tells you? You really are important. And we're a testament to that. We wouldn't be here without folks just like you. And since we've said it, we'll say it once more. Folks, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, keep learning, keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.